all, Mick Foley might be headed to TNA after all, after this whole detour into WWE when he had been considering going to TNA, and then decided to sign with WWE, and there were supposedly no hard feelings. Now maybe Dixie Carter will have a chance to prove there were not hard feelings by taking him back, and obviously she should. It's from the sounds of it, based on what is being reported in the UK Sun, and it is a tabloid to a degree, different than what we're used to in this country, but they do have a good wrestling column. They're pretty consistent in their coverage and get good interviews, and at least some good quotes in interviews and sometimes good interviews. And they had a source tell them that Mick's body cannot handle a full-time schedule, even in TNA, but that he does intend to sign with TNA when his contract expires at the end of this month. And the quote in the article says he's hell-bent on doing everything he can to further his legacy and put them, TNA, on the map. So Mick's plan is to wrestle select dates like Sting currently does. I'll be checking into this for sure and get more details on it. I think it's a great move for Mick Foley, great move for TNA. If TNA can pay him a good salary, and I think they can, and I do think he can absolutely make a difference to the ratings. If he feels disrespected by Vince McMahon, I totally am for Mick sticking it to Vince by going, "You talk to me like that, there's consequences. I'm a grown man. I have pride. I am a professional, and I feel you're treating me unprofessionally." And let those disagreements and the disrespect Mick Foley has felt over the years from Vince manifest itself in a way that is good for Mick and gives him a sense of independence. And I think leaving for TNA would do that. I think it's great for TNA fans. I think he's a good fit in TNA. He might even be able to help out in a booking sense. You couldn't rule that out. He's shown some desire to be involved in that end. I don't think he has a real problem with Vince Russo, like Ric Flair does or Hulk Hogan does. I mean, I don't think he's had major run-ins, unless I'm just forgetting something obvious. I just don't think that's happened. So, yeah, I mean, this could be an exciting fall if this happens for TNA. I think WWE is just fine with Matt Stryker on ECW and Taz on SmackDown. I want Taz to step up his game a little bit. I think he can with Ross. Taz is absolutely capable of it. He just needs to get fully engaged in things again after kind of going through the motions with Cole and getting kind of in a comfort zone for a while that didn't really challenge him. And then same thing on ECW with Joey Styles, where he could be a little more casual but didn't get a lot of time to talk. On SmackDown, you get a lot of TV time. And with Ross, you have a chance to be one half of the best broadcast team in wrestling. So I'd like to see him step up. But Foley was great on color commentary, but I'd rather see him actually wrestle in TNA on a very limited basis, get himself in shape, and perhaps have a role behind the scenes to help that company, because I think they could use a creative person like him. And I know Foley was especially upset and hurt by his booking ideas not being taken seriously by Vince McMahon. Mick wanted to be tight with Vince. He wanted to be in his inner circle, and he wanted credit for what he contributed to the industry during the Monday Night War period. And he's one of the top eight people who, and I'm just kind of grabbing that arbitrarily, but I mean, you know, there's Rock, there's Austin, there's Triple H as, you know, like obvious people. Undertaker was a big part of that. There's people who obviously helped out during the Monday Night War boom period, but there's people who don't get as much respect. Mick Foley is one of them. I think the Hardys, even I forget sometimes, I think how influential they were at that, the right team at the right time with the right style, attracting an audience that was in athleticism and hip young acts. I mean, they're a big part of it too, but Foley was right there in that mix. And he's right, he doesn't get the kind of respect he deserves from that company or recognition. And he's a bit of a sellout by going back there in the first place, but I think he wanted closure, and maybe he's getting it. The lawsuit situation with Raven and a couple other ex-WWE wrestlers, I find fascinating. I wanted to write more about it in this week's issue. Because of a variety of reasons, including UFC and the TNA pay-per-view, I didn't write about it. Jason Powell did in his page 2 notes. And by the way, the latest Torch newsletter is online in PDF format. Be sure to check out page 17, the unpublished, in terms of the print copy page, but the online PDF bonus article from Greg Parks. Last weekend, this week, he was in there. That is a PDF exclusive right now. You have to go to the PDF newsletter to read the bonus column, page 17. And we're going to be trying to have page 17, 18, 19, and maybe even 20 sometimes to expand the online PDF version of the newsletter, with various writers adding some bonus material. But Eric Bischoff addressed it in his blog today. He talked about the recent lawsuit that Scott Levy and two other wrestlers filed challenging the independent contractor status of wrestlers, something we've talked about for a long time. I talked about this on the Daily Keller Hotline last week. Or maybe it was Mitch Lottie, one of the two. I don't get it. I just don't get how they're independent contractors. I don't think it fits the designation enough, and it's always been an issue, and it was something that was waiting to be challenged. I've had wrestlers who were paid well and felt good about their situation and didn't want to rock the boat, who felt and told me that that contract wasn't worth the paper it was written on. And I think that the fact that it's never been challenged is shocking. The fact that Scott Levy is the first one to challenge it at this point in his... This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.